Hello and welcome to the Magnetic Woman podcast with me, your host, Pandora Paloma, a visibility and business mastery coach, bringing a unique fusion of strategy meets spirituality to visionary entrepreneurs across the globe. With 20 plus years of communications experience and 5 years running my own online business, I help women in the online space and creative industries get seen and scale to their next level. This has looked like tripling their income in a year, getting fully booked in 6 months, sold out programs, and executing five-figure launches. Personally, I run my own multi-six-figure business, and in this podcast, I give you a behind the scenes of how I do this, my life, and my method. If you're a visionary entrepreneur, mover and shaker, and you're ready to meet more of your magnetism, welcome to my world. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Magnetic Woman podcast. This is the second podcast I am recording here from a very sunny Los Angeles. It's my last day here before I fly home. And something I know to be true for me is I love travel. I love traveling alone. Freedom and adventure is up there. It's my biggest values. And what I also know is I have created a life that is so delicious and a life that I love. And the reason that I know that is every time I travel, I am always so excited to come home. On this particular occasion, I'm incredibly excited to come home because there has been a lot of movement with a house renovation that I'm currently doing. So when I get back, my lounge has been painted, my kitchen has been fitted, my carpets are going to go in the bedrooms tomorrow. So feels like we are like 80% there, which is so exciting. And I just simply now need to do the finishing touches, which is the lighting and the switches and all of the things, all of the small things that really make a house a home. Anyway, I digress. Let's come back to what I wanted to speak to today. The reason why I have been here in America is I have been on a retreat with my coach, Danielle Canty, and I have spent 2 days in a room with 35 plus women, 6, 7, and 8 figure entrepreneurs. And I wanted to share with you today what I have learned from being in a room with these women. Now, let's just begin by saying this has been one of the most incredible experiences of my life, of my career, and has really inspired me to run my own retreats. I have done day retreats in the past, and what I realized that by doing it over 2 days, there's just so much more inspiration and kind of depth that we get to receive and also go into. So if you're listening to this and you are a female entrepreneur who wants to connect, wants to collaborate and wants to create and learn the words and content that's going to captivate and convert your dream clients, drum roll please, there is a 2 day retreat in London or Kent called Captivate, and it is coming within the next 3 months. So if you're listening to this and you've wanted to come on retreat with me before, or you haven't, but you really want a lower cost way to come into my world, then come and slide in my DMs at Pandora Paloma _ and let me know, and I will send you the details of the Captivate retreat. But let's continue. So being on a 2 day retreat, it really taught me a lot about the power of bringing women together, the power of expansion and having expanders in your corner. So I wanted to share with you today sort of the key 5 things that I learned being on this retreat, things that I know, but feel like have been really anchored. And the first is that you get to bring a CEO mindset to your business, to yourself, even if you see yourself as a small business. And in fact, I would say that this is required. Like as CEO, what you are bringing is the vision, right? you're bringing the vision, you're bringing the culture of the business, you are bringing the priority planning, you are doing the evaluation and ultimately leading. You know, you're allocating the resources, you're delegating, but you're leading the team. And I know that even in the very beginning of my business, I really tried to adopt that CEO mindset. Because what I realized that even though it was me doing all of the things, even though it was me deciding the priorities and, you know, taking action in each of those areas, no one was going to do it for me. And what I saw in all of these women is that every single one of us over the course of that 2-day period realized that we could elevate our CEO mindset even more, whether that was in how we were not delegating or whether that was in, you know, our mindset and thinking more like a CEO, whether that was in, you know, stopping people pleasing. Like, all of us found a way in which we were limiting ourselves because we were not adopting that CEO mindset. And so if you're listening to this and you are, you know, a solo entrepreneur, company of one, just remember that, you know, you get to see yourself as a CEO and bring that CEO mindset. And that is going to be the thing that will accelerate who you get to be and the results that you get to see. If you want some support in doing that, please come and find me on Instagram at @PandoraPaloma_. And I am going to give you a template for a manifesto, which I created as a template for all of my clients to really anchor themselves into their vision, into their mission, and ultimately the manifesto of what the business is and where the business is going. So if you want that template, come find me and just pop manifesto in my DMs and I will send you that. So lesson one, you get to bring the CEO mindset, even if you see yourself as a small business. Lesson two is that all business owners at every single level are going through the same challenges. You are not alone. And what makes all of these women different is that despite the challenges, they keep going. Despite the challenges, they choose to take the action that is required in their business to get the results that they want to see. And I think that what can happen, and I had a conversation with a woman that I had a discovery call with this morning that just encapsulates this so beautifully. We had a conversation, and then her response to not joining the expansion accelerator was that she felt like she wasn't in a position to prioritize that expense. She wasn't able to justify the investment at the moment. So what she was going to do is she's going to go free up the time to spend on leveling up and see where she is in a few months. And what I can see instantly in this message is, of course, you can't justify the investment. We can never justify the investment because we don't know what's on the other side of that investment. But the way in which we go, I'm just going to free up the time to spend on actually doing the thing that I need to do because that's what I want to do, is why you came to that person in the first place, right? Because you're not where you want to be. So if you're not finding the time now, how do you think you're going to find the time moving forwards without having the support in place of someone helping you do that? And this is what is so interesting. We are all going through the same challenges, but every single woman in that room knew, like, this is a challenge right now and I'm going to invest in the support that I need to find a solution. This is a challenge right now and here's the action plan that I'm going to put in place to make sure that we can overcome it. We are all going through the same thing. And I think in entrepreneurship, we can think, oh, but it's just me that must feel this, or, you know, we can scapegoat ourselves, right? Like, oh, you know, it's only me that's having this problem and it's always happening to me. The reality is, no, it's not. We're all going through the same thing. And if you want to hit that next level, you've got to start choosing to find the solutions, whether that looks like support of a coach, whether that looks like employing a new team member. But just know that we're all going through the same thing all the time, or variations of that same thing. And that's going to keep showing up again and again and again and again. And the only person that's going to be able to support you to really move through that is you, and you building that self-trust. So lesson two, all business owners at every level are going through the same thing. You are not alone, but be the person that finds the solution to get to the place that you want to get to. So lesson three is the simplest way to scale is to work from the mantra that simplicity scales and complexity fails. And it's funny because I wrote that sentence in a sales page that I've been working on for Expand to Seven, which is my mastermind for six-figure business owners to scale to multi-six and seven. And what I realized as I was writing that sales page is that when we hit the six-figure mark, we tend to have done quite a lot of things, right? We might have done a couple of different courses. We've got a low price point thing. We've got our, you know, signature offer. And when it actually comes to the six to multi-six figure mark, simplicity is key. So I'm on the road now to hit 500,000 this year and 1 million in 2025. And my business model is becoming the simplest it's ever been. And I really want to impart this wisdom on you, with you, share it with you, because the simplest way to scale is really, you know, finding the simplest strategy. What one thing can you go all in with or all in on to get the result that you want to see? Because every time we decide that we're going to have a new offer or decide to, this came up quite a lot in the retreat, burn it to the ground. Don't ever burn anything to the ground, right? You're never starting from zero. You're always starting from the space in which you're at. And I guarantee everyone listening, you've built yourself or built the business to a certain point. I would say if you're listening to this and you do want to scale, what is it that you can remove that's going to help you have the time, the energy and the resources to go all in with the one thing that really will accelerate the speed at which you see your business grow? I know clients who have hit like multi-six figures from one product. I know some of my peers, seven-figure business owners who got to seven figures with one $29 product. It is possible. And so lesson three, simplicity scales, complexity fails. What is the simplest strategy that you can weave into your business to get the result that you want to see? And when you find yourself in the drama, when you find yourself in the chaos, ask yourself, what do I need in this moment? How can I keep this simple? It's such a big game changer. What I found in using the 2 days to really map out how I was going to hit that goal for myself this year is that I have everything I need. I have everything I need. I simply need the time as a CEO to build it out so that I can pass it to the team and it's done. And so for me, the simplicity is coming from keeping my diary simple, my schedule simple, so that I have the time to piece together the things I need to piece together to pass to the team, to build up the funnels, to get the results that we want to see. So there you go. There's my personal example of what that feels like and looks like for me. So lesson four, you really are the byproduct of the people that you surround yourself with. Now, obviously, I know this because I have two masterminds, which is all about bringing women together to connect, to collaborate. And being in that room, being able to ask those questions to and with so many other women was so valuable. And what I realized is, you know, and we know this in business energetics, you know, who you're surrounding yourself with, what you are seeing is possible, supports you feeling and believing that it's possible for you. And so being able to speak to multi-seven figure business owners and say, hey, how many emails did you have in that funnel? You know, how did you build the most lead generation towards that masterclass is priceless, priceless. And, you know, I share this so often, but be in a space where you're going to feel inspired and supported by women who are playing the same game as you. I have an incredible network of friends, like the most beautiful relationships, but hardly any of those women are playing the same business game as me. And that for me is why being on retreat, being in masterminds is so important, because I thrive on having women like that in my life. You know, it's why in part, I suppose I do what I do, because I get to surround myself with a whole bunch of ambitious women through my work. But it's really great for me to then also have, you know, a bunch of women who I surround myself with who are ambitious and are playing the same game as me, but are also, you know, not the women that I'm coaching. So I think it's really powerful for us to think about, like, who am I surrounding myself with right now? Do I have expanders in my immediate field? Okay, not someone that you follow on Instagram, someone who is in your back pocket. Do you have that person? If you do not have that person, find that person. And I guarantee once you find that one person, you will continue to find more and more and more of these people, and you will see your life elevate. You will see your results elevate, because what we focus on expands. The people that we surround ourselves with help us expand. So don't be afraid to really choose to surround yourself with people who are playing the same game as you, okay? Lesson 5, sisterhood is everything. I'm going to tell you a personal story. I walked into that retreat feeling really emotional, and I feel the emotion come up as I share the story now. It was an air of imposter syndrome, right? There was a little bit of, oh my God, I'm here. Do I deserve to be here? And I'd say that was like a 15%. But the other 85%, and I'm really feeling the emotion now, so just bear with me, was I'm here and I got myself here. It was like a real anchor point of, fuck, I did this. I did this. And I walked into that room thinking, I look different, I feel different. You know, I've always had this thing of like, I'm not like a girly girl, you know. There was an apprehension of, are people going to be like me? Are they going to get me? Am I going to get them? You know, they're so successful. They're more successful than me. You know, I'm this person in the room. And sisterhood is everything. Because the love and kindness that I experienced in that room was the most powerful thing of the whole 2 days. There was no gatekeeping. There was no judgment. It was pure love, pure let's share what we know with everyone in this room. Let's all rise together. And what I realized is I had people come to me who, you know, on paper were, and I'm quotation marking with my fingers, like more successful, financially more successful in their businesses, come to me and ask me questions. I really like how you've been doing your content recently. What's changed? Or, you know, I heard that you were talking about this with someone else. Can I ask you a couple of questions about that? And what I realized is that we are all learning from each other. We're all learning from each other. And just because one person on paper makes 8 figures and someone else makes 6, it doesn't mean that they know everything. And again, this comes to how you get in the room with people. Be both the teacher and the student. You know, we are all going through the same thing and having the same challenges. And we've all got different ways in which we've overcome that challenge or those challenges. And being in a space where there were so many beautiful women who were just so open to sharing their insights and their journey, it was just nothing short of amazing. Sisterhood really is everything, especially for, you know, those of you who are like me, who are really ambitious and really want to meet that potential. You know, you realize that when you are in those rooms where there's no gatekeeping, it's just such a tonic for growth and for love and for, oh, everything, pleasure, joy, realizing that we are all in this together and we are all rising together and supporting each other in that process. And at the end of the day, you know, we are all people trying to make a difference in the world with a desire to experience what living our purpose and potential looks and feels like. My word of the year this year is extraordinary. And I am putting myself in places that feel extraordinary because the results, the life, the business, you know, everything I want to create in my life, I want it to be extraordinary. And I'm still anchoring into the deservingness of that and what it feels like to really deserve it. And I know that being in that room with those women really supported that. So if you have a desire to more or for more, whatever that looks like, keep going. And I really hope that this has supported you today to just remember that, you know, success is the person you become. It's a quote by Hal Elrod, which basically I based my business mentoring on. You know, success is the person that you become. I won't ever stop learning, evolving and becoming. And, you know, I just want you to remember these five key points and make sure that you are choosing to put yourself in rooms where this gets to be possible for you as well. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it has been helpful. If there's any insights, let me know. Come find me at @PandoraPaloma_. I really would love to hear from you. And like I said, if you want to get in a room with me where you're going to connect, you're going to collaborate, and you are going to create with other female entrepreneurs, please do come and ask me about Captivate the Retreat. I'm going to be sharing with you, it's going to be very, very deep on messaging and content, the content and words that we need to captivate and convert our dream client. Not only that, we're going to do a live content creation session where you are going to be creating content in real time. Yes, the venue is going to be very Insta-worthy. And I'm also going to be bringing in a photographer who is going to do some headshots for us. So we'll have a videographer to support us with creating video content and a photographer to get some new headshots. And I am going to be there supporting you to create content that is going to captivate and convert your dream clients. So this is going to be a one-of-a-kind retreat. Come and find me on Instagram @PandoraPaloma_ if you want the details. Thank you so much for listening. Sending you so much love from my corner of the world to yours. Stay magnetic.